اليوم. Our topic in Advaita Makaranda is to do manan on the thoughts of why I am this house. And how I can do that? So I apply the logic provided by the Shruti. Then I use the logic itself, Yukti and Anubhuti. Shruti, Yukti, Anubhuti. These are the three means which we can use to ascertain, to make it firm, fixed, that I am this Brahman. And in order to help us along in the process, Lakshmidhar Kavi has composed these nice verses, and Swayam Prakash Shetiji elaborates it for us so that we can understand and interpret the thought process behind each. So, if you think about it, the topic that has gone thus far is in the beginning, Lakshmidhar Kavi starts off with the idea of comparing what is the scriptural terminology of Brahman and saying that that applies to me also. I am Satchidananda, I am Nitya, I am Sarvajna, Sarvakarana, and all of that. After that, the topic moved to negating. I am not the body, I am not the senses, I am not the prana, I am not the mind, I am not the intellect, I am also not the ego, I am also not the vikara, the modifications that happen. So as you can see, sthula sharira negated, sukshma sharira negated. So then the next topic that we have to now see is karana sharira. So today we will start with the 16th shloka, which is going to discuss about karana sharira. So when we say karana sharira, we're describing the power of Maya, the veiling power, and then the projecting power. These are terminologies that we're aware of. But then we say, I am not this ignorance. I am not Karana Sharira. I am not ignorance. Then what is the reasoning behind that? Why should I just agree that I am not this ignorance? Because ignorance is felt by me at all times. And unless and until somebody dies, the ignorance is going to stay. So what is the reasoning that we can apply to give us a better understanding of ignorance? Before we go into the shloka, few thoughts we can take a look. One is, we can divide the ignorance in two categories. From the scriptural examples that we also see, they can be of two categories. One is sopadhika, sopadhika, and one is nirupadhika. Sopadhika means along with upadhi. So along with upadhi means conditioning. So ignorance, which is caused because of the conditioning. That is one. And the second type is called nirupadhika, which is, there is no conditioning. It is in It is a delusion which has been caused because of an illusion. So there is no upadhi, there is no conditioning, but yet there is ignorance. So without conditioning, there is ignorance. And when there is conditioning present, then also there is ignorance. So in these two, we'll also see an example of each, so you get an idea, and then we connect it to us. So the sopadhika delusion, the conditioning delusion, is where there is a conditioning present and we get confused. So for example, the crystal and the rose. So the color of the rose is laid onto that crystal ball. So now the crystal also looks red. So because it came into the association with some kind of conditioning, it modified. This is the sopadhika. And relating to us, what is a sopadhika? Thinking I am the body. Associating myself with the body, I say I am fat, I am thin, I am tall, I am short, I'm not active, and others will say I'm active. So in this way, associating with the body, we call ourselves something. Right? So conditioning of the body is laid upon the Atman. So this kind of delusion is sopadhika. Nirupadhika is rope and snake. There is no snake. Correct? There is no real snake. But on the rope, we have imagined a snake. Okay. There is no such thing as snake, but we imagined it. There was no upadhi. So with us, what could that be? Without a conditioning, there is an ignorance. So I am the Atma, but using ego, I tell I am. I tell, you know, my ahankara is me. I am the ahankara. So there is no upadhi. Well, we can say that ahankara itself is the upadhi. In that way, we can say that. So let's not use that example because then it will cause confusion. Let me think of any other example relating to us. Well, there is no upadhi associated, but there is still a delusion. Not possible. It is not possible because we are always associated with upadhi. So I am not able to think, but if you are able to think of something, then you tell me and we'll see if that applies or not. So in this way, there is upadhi and then there is delusion caused by the upadhi. And then there is no upadhi, yet there is a delusion caused. The point that Lakshmidhar Kaviji takes up here with the shloka is that this sopadhik brahm, this delusion caused by conditioning, can be easily removed. All you have to do is disassociate from the conditioning, then the delusion is gone. I am conveying the overall idea, the theme of the forthcoming shloka. Right? So if I say I am not the ignorance, I am not the causal body, what am I trying to do? Is I am trying to remove the conditioning which tells me I am ignorant. So I remove that conditioning which is telling me I am ignorant, and the reality that I am, the Brahman I am, I'll come to know. So it is not trying to prove that I am Brahman, but it is trying to prove that I am not ignorant. So how can you prove I am not ignorant? Because I know ignorance. Right? We are knowing our ignorance. And the fact that I know my ignorance tells me I am knowledgeable. Make sense? I may not know what the material object is, but I know that I don't know. Right now you may be thinking, I don't know what Dhiranji is talking about. I'm completely lost. Okay? So when you are saying, I don't know, who is knowing that I don't know? Who is knowing the ignorance about this Vedanta knowledge? I only. So I only am knowing my own ignorance. Therefore, this proves that I am knowledgeable. I am of the nature of knowledge. And because I'm of the nature of knowledge, ignorance cannot touch me. Therefore, ignorance cannot be my nature. Therefore, conditioning caused by ignorance cannot delude me. All I have to do is separate myself and I am okay. Right. If this idea is clear, then let us look at the shloka. Shloka number 15 ended with there is no vikara. Right? There is no the first vikara of birth, and then there is no last vikara of death for the Atma. For Atma, there is no vikara. For Jiva, for body, there is a vikara. And we are completely agreeing to that. So having explained this, Swayam Prakashiti ji says, all this you are speaking about is just meaningless, is useless, has no meaning. He says, why? Why do you say that it has no meaning? Because there is no purpose in trying to prove that you are Brahman. There is no purpose in trying to prove that you are Nitya, Sarvajna, Sarvakarana. Why? Don't we say that by knowing this, I become freed from samsara? The knowledge of the self frees us from the bondage of the samsara. So Swayam Prakashiti ji says, you cannot argue this way. This is all useless, meaningless, because there is no freedom from samsara. You can never free yourself from samsara, because what do we say samsara is? Samsara is this, doership. Samsara is the idea of kartritva and then bhoktritva. So doership has to do with ego. Ego is the conditioning. So you can never separate yourself from the conditioning. And even if you come to know from the scriptures that you are Brahman, that knowledge of Brahman does not destroy the conditioning. Okay. The knowledge of Brahman doesn't destroy the conditioning. Very true. Nobody can argue against it. See, if there's a crystal ball and then there is a rose, you did not see the rose, but you only saw the red crystal ball. And you were already scared to begin with. Because when you entered the room, somebody told you a horror story about a red ball which is filled with blood. And in your mind, all this thing is going. And all of a sudden, you saw this red crystal ball. So you are thinking somebody's blood is already on that red crystal ball. But you didn't see the lotus. I mean, the red flower. So when you came to know, you went further, you saw that there is a rose, you saw that the rose is next to that crystal ball. Your knowledge of the rose and the crystal ball, does that destroy the illusion caused by the rose? No. The knowledge does not change the fact that the rose is going to throw off its color to the crystal ball. This crystal ball is still going to look red. Right? Make sense? No? Does it make sense?
I'm thinking about the snake and rope. The moment I know that it is a rope, I mean, the snake disappears.
And that's the confusion will cause. Rope and snake is a nirupadhika example. Here we're talking about sopadhika, where there is a conditioning associated with the conditioning, we are ignorant. And that is what the samsara is. Samsara is an association with the objects of the world and objects of the world's connection with BMI. So the point is, this is the counter argument that Swayam Prakashatiji is saying. He's not given the answer yet. All he is saying is, Swayam Prakashatiji is saying that you're speaking about you being Brahman, you being Nirvikalpa, Nirakara, Sarvajna, Nitya, all of that is meaningless because where is the freedom from samsara? And if you say there is no freedom from samsara, because in order to be freed from samsara, you have to be freed from the conditioning. Just by knowing that the conditioning is the problem does not remove the conditioning. Just by knowing that I am having wrong thoughts, bad thoughts, does not make it that I will not have bad thoughts. I know I am having bad thoughts. Okay. I know I am having bad thoughts, but that knowledge of I know I am having bad thoughts doesn't destroy the bad thoughts. In the same way, just by me knowing that the problem is caused by the conditioning, the problem is caused by the BMI, my knowledge of BMI, my knowledge that this is caused by BMI doesn't destroy the conditioning, doesn't destroy the BMI. So if the BMI still stays, it will continue to cause suffering. So there is no freedom from samsara like that. So how can you say that the knowledge of Brahman is going to give you freedom from samsara? So what Swayam Prakashatiji is trying to establish is, ignorance, we say, is what? Beginningless. There is no beginning to this ignorance, and hence there is no end. Ignorance is endless as well. So there is no end to this ignorance. It will continue on. So if it is going to continue on, why do you want to learn about Brahman? Why do you want to learn about your own self? Because you will always stay in ignorance. This is the establishment of the idea, of the shloka. Okay? And it is trying to prove that ignorance has no place in the self. There is no place where ignorance can reside in the self. Therefore, my nature is not ignorance. My nature is all that was said, nitya, sarvagnya, sarvakarana. So the point that the shloka is going to prove is my nature is the self and it is not ignorance. It is not ignorance because ignorance can never touch the self. That is the point. Okay. Anybody confused thus far?
So, Dhiranji, the knowledge of rose and crystal ball destroy the illusion. It does not destroy the illusion.
The knowledge of the rose and the crystal ball does not destroy the redness on the crystal ball.
Oh, okay. Okay. But then in my mind, I have removed the ignorance, right? The ignorance is removed.
Which ignorance?
I saw the red crystal. Now I know that it is the rose which is causing the...
But still, what is the ignorance that you have removed? You only came to know that the rose is causing the redness on the crystal, but by that knowledge, the redness on the crystal did not get destroyed. So, which ignorance have you destroyed?
So, that's because both of them are material.
True, both of them are material, but the ignorance that we have destroyed is this. The ignorance, the knowledge that we gained has destroyed this ignorance that the crystal is still untainted. The crystal is still crystal. It is still pure. It is still white. Sure, the upadhi is causing the redness and me knowing that the rose is causing the redness does not get rid of the redness from the crystal, but it still gives me an understanding that crystal is still pure. And now I enjoy the beauty of the redness in the crystal. So which ignorance has been removed? The ignorance that the redness is a problem. The ignorance that the crystal ball has been tainted, that has been tainted. And we don't care whether the crystal ball remains red forever. So the point that comes out is this, that even if the conditioning remains after the knowledge, the upadhi is going to continue. We know the upadhi is going to continue. But the ignorance that has been removed is that I am limited. This ignorance has been removed. So I am limited is caused by my association with upadhis. But I did not destroy any of the upadhi. So there will be time when I will still feel limitations. But when I feel those limitations, my knowledge will be supporting me in telling me, hey, this is the illusion caused by the upadhi. Do not get fooled. And once I have seen my own nature, once I know I am this Brahman, then I don't even need this reminder. I will enjoy this sight, this mixture of Atma with ignorance. I will enjoy that. So that is what the point here is going to be proven. Clear? Okay. So that point about Nirupadhika doesn't really apply in our case, in this example, because we are always associated with some kind of upadhi. So let's chant the shloka. Na prakasheham ityukti.
Sheham ityukti.
Yat prakashani bandhanam.
Prakashani bandhanam.
Swaprakasham tamatmanam.
Swaprakasham tamatmanam.
Aprakashah katham sprashet. Na prakasheham ityuktihi yat prakasha nibandhanam. Swaprakasham tamatmanam. Aprakashah katham sprashet. So the nature of the Atma is, it is Swaprakasha, a self-luminous shining on its own. Let's start with the first three words. Na prakashe aham. Aham na prakashe. I do not shine. I do not shine means, prakasha means shine. But here prakasha means I am ignorant. That is the point. Prakashe doesn't mean shine, but here means I do not know. So aham iti ukti. This kind of saying. Iti this ukti saying. So this kind of saying, I am ignorant or I do not know, is happening how? So it says, yat prakasha nibandhana. Nibandhana means, bandha means to tie. Nibandha means very, very good tie. So a bondage, a close proximity, and a close association, that is the idea of nibandhana. So prakasha nibandhana, close association with the prakasha. And yat is to say because. So because of the close association with the luminous self with the light, one is able to say, I don't know. I am ignorant. So if you think about it, where is this knowledge, where is this ignorance staying? Ignorance is residing in the self. Ignorance is residing in the self. Even though ignorance resides in the self, it still does not touch the self. Ignorance resides in the self, still it doesn't touch the self. How? Like an image resides in the mirror, yet it doesn't touch the mirror. You stand in front of the mirror, it reflects, but it never holds on. It never attaches. This is how ignorance, although it stays in the Atma, it stays in the self, it still doesn't touch the self at all. And that's the next point. Swaprakasham, tam, tam, that, swaprakasha. So that Atma, which is of the nature of self-luminosity, self-shining, aprakashaha katham sprishet. How can aprakashaha? Aprakasha, ignorance, ajnana. Katham sprishet. How can it touch? How can ignorance touch the self-luminous notch? The point is, it cannot touch. Why? Why it cannot touch? Because here's the essence. Self can never experience ignorance. If you stand on the side of the sun, from the standpoint of the sun, will you ever see darkness in the universe? No. We will not even be able to see the earth. All we can see is light all around. Everywhere you go, it will only be light. So if you are in the midst of light, there is no darkness even touching. Although it may seem that darkness is residing in the light, wherever there is light, darkness doesn't touch the light. Because two are completely opposite in nature. Atma is Swaprakasha, ever shining. And ignorance is darkness, never shining. How can two of the opposite nature ever come in contact with each other? They can never. Therefore, my nature is not ignorance. My nature is knowledge, because I give knowledge about this ignorance. I alone am able to shine this ignorance. Therefore, I am the self. So what does that mean? It means we can never know Atma through the mind. Mind is the product of ignorance. So in order to know the Atma from the standpoint of mind, it can never work. And what have we done? We have taken the mind to be the truth. And we are trying to search for our nature by the help of the mind. But that is the very thing that we have to drop. We have to let go of. That is the very conditioning that needs to be removed. Yes.
So ignorance is in us, and that is illumined. I know I'm ignorant because it's illumined by the self. But then the self is always shining, right? Self-shining. How can we say, you know, ever self-shining Atma has ignorance?
Very good. Very good question. How can ever self-shining Atma has ignorance?
Yeah.
And if we say that ignorance is residing in Atma.
Yeah.
You are on the right track here, because that is going to be the next point that will be proven by Swayam Prakash Ji. And Lakshmidhar Kaviji will point this idea out, but I'll tell this. The reason is, Atma doesn't have any opposition to ignorance. That's why it allows the ignorance to stay in itself. Ignorance is in opposition with knowledge. Ignorance is in opposition with knowledge, not with the self. So, ignorance can stay in Atma and it won't mind. Just as how from Earth, we are able to say that the sun has been covered. The sun has been hidden by the disk. Okay. You can say that. Does sun have any objection to this? No. Because sun knows it can never be covered. It can never be hidden. But how are we able to know that the sun is hidden? By the sun's very light, we come to know that sun is hidden. Isn't it true? How do you know solar eclipse? Because of the very sun that got hidden. So sun itself is illumining itself, and it also illumines its darkness. So what have we to do? This is the point that will come up next. What have we to do? What are we supposed to do? We are only supposed to attack the ignorance. We are only supposed to attack the ignorance with the knowledge. And what is the knowledge? That I am Brahman. So this knowledge, I am Brahman, is attacking the ignorance, I am not Brahman. But the self has nothing to do with any of this. So therefore, self is in its own magical state. Meaning we are all in that magical state. We're all in that true state. But because we have taken ourselves to understand ourselves as the conditioning, like how that red crystal, we have taken ourselves to now understand ourselves to be like that red crystal, the conditioning. All we have to do is remove that ignorance that I am the conditioning. It doesn't destroy the conditioning, but it destroys my erroneous thinking. And when it destroys my erroneous thinking, I will come to know my true nature in its purest form. That is how I will come to know.
Kiranji, the definition of the darkness is absence of light, correct?
Darkness is absence of light, yes.
Right. So the definition of ignorance is not necessarily absence of knowledge. Knowledge or the self. The self, we are seeing ignorance because of our conditioning. Even though we are Atman or we are self, because of conditioning, we perceive ignorance. Because ignorance is supported by knowledge. Ignorance is supported by light. Darkness is supported by light. The other side of the coin of the light, sun, is darkness, which we don't see it, but it is there. It is inherent in it because it is absence. And light, knowledge cannot be absent ever anyway. Prakash cannot go. Prakash goes away, darkness. Darkness is not, no such thing as darkness. It's absence of light, basically. That's it. Isn't it? So there's no such thing as ignorance. Because of our conditioning, we perceive ignorance. Am I right?
Yes. So, what you are speaking is from a different outlook itself of ignorance. And that's why you say there is no ignorance. So let me give another idea. See, we can see ignorance from three standpoints. Ignorance can be seen from three standpoints. One is the standpoint of an ignorant fool. Somebody who is an ignorant fool says ignorance is real. So by staying in ignorance, one feels ignorance is real. So therefore, what happens for them? The samsara is real. The joys and sorrows of the samsara is real. This is how their outlook is. That is one. Ignorance from the standpoint of the seeker. One who is a sadhaka, one who is, practicing. So the sadhaka says, ignorance is inexplainable, inexplicable. You cannot explain it. The moment you try to explain it, you get more confused. Anirvachaniya. So all you can say is ignorance is mithya. It is there also and it is not there also. Meaning ignorance, I know, I can feel, but scripture says that ignorance can be removed. That is the idea. So seeker knows that ignorance is false, but yet I can feel the ignorance. Whereas the fool, the ignorant, says, what are you talking about? Ignorance can be destroyed. Ignorance is real only. There is nothing such as false in ignorance. Ignorance cannot be destroyed. This is the idea of the ignorant. And the third standpoint is from the standpoint of Agnani, from Brahman. And the Brahman says, ignorance is not existing only. Where is ignorance? Show me ignorance. There is no ignorance. What are you talking about? Isn't it an ignorance that I am able to see through my eyes these objects? And I am able to say that I enjoy it. So then the Gnani says, which object did you see? Oh, that object, that rose. That rose you saw. But can you prove the existence of the rose separate from Brahman? No. Then you only saw Brahman. You saw Brahman only, but your eyes made you think that it was the rose. Because you saw the color. The eyes showed you the color. The eyes showed you the form. Therefore, you said it is the rose. But you saw, you perceived Brahman only. You did not perceive somebody other than Brahman. And the idea of perception itself, who perceived it? The mind perceived it. Where is the mind? There is no mind. Mind itself is Brahman. So Brahman only saw Brahman. Therefore, there is no ignorance. This is the outlook of the one who is Brahman, one who is knowledgeable. So therefore, from which outlook do you see the ignorance determines where you are?
Yeah, the three examples makes real sense.
Okay. Real,
yeah, that makes real sense. Where ignorance is, ignorance. From the standpoint of realized person, there is no ignorance. For us, there is ignorance. Because we see movie and we realize that movie is real thing. And for full, ignorance cannot be gone. For us, movie watchers, yeah, we come home and say the movie was real movie. And so we realize. But people who really believe in movie, they will throw flowers and money and everything there on the stage. So the three stages make real sense of understanding ignorance level.
Yes. The point is clear. Okay. So now, the further elaboration is again given of this ignorance at the next shloka. So Swayam Prakashati ji says, okay, wait, hold on. He says, objection. What is the objection this time? He says, there is still a doubt that I don't know the self, meaning I'm ignorant. This experience of ignorance, you know, is like an owl seeing the sun. So he gives an example. If you see owl, that's what the science has shown, that an owl never sees the light. Right? It doesn't know what is light. It always sees darkness. And it is able to use its senses, I think it's sound, to pick up the distance, isn't it? And that's how I think they are. Anyways, when the owl looks at the sun, it sees a dark ball. At least that's how I imagine. I don't know how what it sees. But its outlook towards the sun is it sees darkness. This owl is able to see darkness in the sun. Why can't we say, so here's the objection is, that this I don't know, I am ignorant, is like that. That it is real. So now in order to negate this, to explain this idea further, this next shloka is being explained. Tathapya bhati kopyesha. Vichara bhava jivanaha. Avashya yaschidakashe. Vicharaarkodayavadhi. Tathapya bhati kopyesha vichara bhava jivanaha avashya yaschidakashe vicharaarkodayavadhi. Tathapi, even then, esha, this, esha, this, this means this ignorance, this direct perception of ignorance, that I don't know, this abhati is shining when does this shine? Vichara abhava jivana. When the life, when the existence a person is living, jivanaha, is abhava. There's a void. There is absence of vichara, of inquiry. So in our life, when there is absence of inquiry, eshaha abhati. This ignorance will shine. But, and gives an example, how, like avashyaya. Avashya means, avashya means a fog. So, like how the fog is, in that same manner, this ignorance covers. But chidakasha, in chidakasha, in the consciousness, vichara arka udaya avadhihi. Avadhihi, only till vichara arka udaya. Udaya means rise. Arka, the sun. Vichara, the inquiry. When the inquiry will lead to the rise of the knowledge, till that point, once the knowledge arose, then this ignorance cannot stay. But before that, before the knowledge arises, it will stay. Because there is vichara abhava jivana. So what we need to do? Chidakashe, in the consciousness, we have to light up this vichara, this illuminating thought of I am Brahman. This I have to make it dawn. And the moment I do that, I will be able to know I am them. Okay. So this is the just the meaning of the shloka. We have to see the underlying thought of all of this. How is fog connected to this example also? So that all we will see next. Any questions? No?
This one requires a lot of thinking.
Yes. if you go back one more time and you know, you read through the shlokas and then you again listen to it, you should get it. It's not a very difficult idea. It's a new idea, definitely. Yeah. If you've not heard of it before, it is definitely a new idea. But it's not hard to grasp. All right, let's do the prayer and we can do it. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Shri Yurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.
Thank you, Dhiranji.
Thank you, Dhiranji.
Hari Om. Thank you, Dhiranji.
Hari Om, Dhiranji.
Thank you.
Hari Om, Dhiranji.